And now, iTAMI U News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist.
Hear the songs of the season at the upcoming TAMI U Chamber Singers and Laredo Community College Mixed Choir Concert, a musical journey through Easter, Saturday, April 2nd at 3 p.m. in the TAMI U Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Admission is free and open to the public. For a recording of upcoming fine arts events, please call 956-326-2787, or for an online calendar, click on tamiu.edu/coas/fpa/COE. Students interested in advancing their degree coursework at TAMI U may register for Maymester, Summer Sessions 1, 2, 3, and Fall 2011 courses starting Monday, April 4th. To register, visit uonline.tamiu.edu to access the class schedule, and for additional information, go to schedule.tamiu.edu. Laredo's Pan American Roundtable, or PART, has welcomed the late First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt's lecture visit to Laredo, dedicated the first Pan American marker at International Bridge 1, and regularly assisted serving young Laredoans with scholarships for study at LCC and TAMI U. As part of its 90th anniversary gala, Laredo's table is now bequeathing an impressive archive of historic scrapbooks that traces its storied history to the Sioux and Radcliffe Killam Libraries Special Collections and Archives. The gift presentation will take place Wednesday, April 6th at 10 a.m. in the Killam Library, Room 203. Special Collections Librarian Jeanette Hatcher said that the PART Archive is the most significant to the library special collection. For more information on the PART Archive and the Killam Library Special Collections and Archives, please contact Hatcher at 956-326-2404 or email jhatcher@tamiu.edu. TAMI U will remember fallen alums, comrades, and students at the first Celebration of Life Memorial Observation Wednesday, April 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. TAMI U Director of Alumni Relations Yalitza Howard said the occasion affords the university a chance to pause and reflect on those who have shared their lives with the university over the past 40-plus years. As this is the first year of the event, the university is encouraging all those who have lost a member of their family affiliated with the university since 1970 as a student or graduate or faculty or staff member at the time of their death to be part of the event. The Celebration of Life observance will begin at 6:30 p.m. in the recital hall with a visual presentation of those who have passed on. The university plans to present the Celebration of Life every year to remember those who have passed on the previous year. For more information, please contact Howard at 956-326-4483. As students across the state receive their financial aid award letters this week, TAMI U financial aid officials say this year's letters will not provide a full indication of possible awards, as state funding levels for some assistance programs have yet to be determined. This year's awards reflect the uncertainty of the time. Dr. Minita Ramirez, Dean of Student Success, explained, "The sad truth is that as the state is considering very deep cuts to state financial aid programs, our available funds could be reduced. Qualified students do themselves and their families best by applying now for fall 2011 financial aid consideration." She urged that students complete their financial aid form, the free application for federal student aid, now, to better help them be considered for federal assistance, scholarships, or if needed, loans. The FAFSA form is available at fafsa.ed.gov. To speak with a financial aid counselor, contact the university's Office of Financial Aid at 956-326-2225, email financialaid@tamiu.edu, or click on tamiu.edu/affairs/financial. A special links page with helpful hints and assistance websites is located at tamiu.edu/affairs/financial/links. In life, the late Dr. Ruby South Laurie was a healer of many. Now, a new scholarship endowment at TAMI U will help to ensure a new legacy of healers can follow her historic lead. The Dr. Ruby South Laurie Endowed Scholarship Endowment will provide student scholarships for pre-med or pre-veterinarian students at TAMI U. It is funded by a generous gift from Dr. Laurie's grandson, local banker and rancher Albert T. Laurie, and his wife, Diana S. Laurie. Laurie said he hopes that TAMIU students are inspired by his grandmother's example and that they too chart their own history in medicine, perhaps in Laredo. The first TAMIU student and graduate to receive the Laurie Scholarship is René Camacho, class of 2010, who is currently attending medical school at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio. Student recipients of the new TAMIU scholarship must meet federal guidelines for financially disadvantaged student status, have graduated from a high school with not less than a 95 average, maintain a minimum of a 3.5 cumulative average while at TAMIU, plan a career in medicine with appropriate acceptance into the early medical school acceptance or joint admissions program or veterinary medicine, and maintain TAMIU standards in order to renew the scholarship. For additional information on the Dr. Ruby Soth Laurie Scholarship at TAMIU, please contact Candy Hine, Vice President of Institutional Advancement at TAMIU, at 956-326-4483 or email candy.hine@tamiu.edu.
You've been listening to iTAMIU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tamiu.edu or click on www.tamiu.edu. Thanks for listening.